Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. California Congressmember David Valadao was one of 10 Republicans who crossed party lines and voted to impeach President Donald Trump yesterday. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Valadao just returned to Congress this week after coming down with the coronavirus and getting sworn in late. He wasn't on Capitol Hill during last week's deadly riot that prompted Trump's second impeachment, but Valadao said the president was without question a driving force behind the violence. In a statement, the Hanford Republican said he wished there had been an investigation and impeachment hearings, but he said Trump's inciting rhetoric was, quote, un-American, abhorrent, and absolutely an impeachable offense. Valadao was ousted in the 2018 midterms, but barely won the Central Valley seat back in November. He beat his Democratic rival, TJ Cox, by just over 1,500 votes. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Californians over the age of 65 are now eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine as doses become available. Cap Radio's Sammy Caola explains the state's new guidance.
County health departments and hospitals have been focused on vaccinating healthcare workers and staff and residents in long-term care facilities. This week, some hospitals started calling patients age 75 and older to offer them a first round of shots. And as of Wednesday, the state says all people over age 65 can get immunized. Health officials say the priority is vaccinating elderly people because they're the most likely to be hospitalized if they contract the virus. The state also says it's creating a vaccine notification system where people can sign up to find out when it's their turn. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.
A California coalition is proposing legislation to boost taxes on wealthy multinational corporations to raise more than $2 billion a year to end homelessness. Supporters say the measure would reinvent the state's approach to solving homelessness. They said yesterday that it would provide an ongoing state funding source for the first time to get people off the streets. The bill would raise the corporate income tax from 8.84% to 9.6% on corporations that make more than $5 million in annual profits in California. The California Taxpayers Association said it would contribute to the state's reputation of being hostile to business. Medi-Cal, the state's low-income health program, would get more than half of the health care dollars under California Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed state budget. But advocates say that funding isn't going where it's most needed, as Cap Radio's Sammy Caola explains.
62% of the money allotted to Health and Human Services would go to Medi-Cal. The total spent on the program would be up $5 billion from last year. Part of that is because more people are expected to sign up for Medi-Cal. The state estimates the caseload will jump about 12% in the next year and ultimately cover 40% of California's population. But the program won't expand to cover undocumented immigrants over age 65, a vow Newsom made before the pandemic but then shelved. The governor says he won't make more people eligible for a program that already suffers from long wait times and other barriers to care. He's proposing a full overhaul of Medi-Cal by 2022. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.